Solving the problems of the world on reality radio, Tanya and I discussing things off-air that range far beyond the pets of the area, but that's the topic of today. Tanya from Katkins Animal Rescue. Tanya, I love saying that because now when I say Katkins Animal Rescue, I'm talking about more than ever before. That Facebook post you put up the other day, walls! We have walls! Some really cool things happening with the new construction. Welcome to Reality Radio. Thanks for being here this morning.
Good morning, Gray. Thanks for having me.
A lot of words to say good morning. Thank you for being here. I'll put things in a better order as we go along. But Tanya, tell us what's been going on west of town. I get a little turned around here in Park Falls.
So basically, you can see now that our build is going, and it's going fast. So everything prior to last week that was being done was in the ground, 4 feet down, 4 foot frost wall. And so people driving by weren't able to see the progress, but now the walls are going up, and this morning the roof trusses are going up, and it's happening quickly. We can walk through right now and imagine being in there. So it's very exciting.
And Toby, the station dog, is excited too. I've got him up on my lap. Actually, a good time to mention that our office manager out front, Rachel out behind the desk, is not there for about another hour today. So if you've got plans for 98Q, probably best to stop in after 10 o'clock today when we're all here and accounted for, and we can help you with all of your radio station needs. But you guys are helping out with the needs of the animals of the community. What kind of timeline are we on right now? Are you guys going to be in that facility within, it feels like you can't be more than weeks or even maybe months away, but that almost feels like a stretch at this point. How did we get here?
Well, I think, you know, the outside is one thing, but filling the rescue is another thing, and putting up the 16 dog kennels and the flooring and everything that goes into the interior will take some time. So our goal and what we were told is likely mid to late fall, we'll probably start moving in, and we're hoping to have a big celebration open house in the spring then. It'll probably be too late in the year to do it, but we certainly anticipate being in there before the winter.
That's absolutely excellent. And of course, that means that you'll be, the one thing that really stands out to me is, honestly, if you pull it off before next spring, and it looks like we're well on track to do that, kitten season comes back around, and yep, all of a sudden a couple extra square feet, well, they'll vanish pretty quickly. The animals are gonna latch on to this room that you've brought them, and that's really the whole point, is to be able to better provide for the needs of the animals in the community. Every community needs somebody like Katkins. We're just blessed to be the ones that actually have you here. So what is there anything coming in the near future that people can attend or contribute to help with your efforts as they go on?
Yes, actually, we have on August 15th, we have our fourth annual Puttin' for Paws Golf Scramble at the Park Falls Country Club. And you can sign up now. You can call 715-762-4396. That's Park Falls Country Club. And sign yourself up or a four-man team or four-woman team. And it's $50 per registrant. And it's a nine-hole scramble. And we have a really delicious homemade grilled lunch with cookies and bars that will be served part of your registration fee. We have some really great raffles, bucket raffles, 50-50 raffles. But the best thing about that day is it is full of really good people. You do not have to be a good golfer to attend this. You don't have to even know how to golf. You can still join us. We are also going to have a drink cart going out on the course. And every year, this is so much fun. I'm not a golfer, Gray, so I just enjoy the festivities behind the scenes, but I'll tell you, the people that attend this are so much fun, and everybody says the same thing every year, that it's just a super fun event and all for a wonderful cause, and that's the animals at Katkins.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just like Tanya said, bad golfers, absolutely. Grab your good golfing buddy and make a team of four with him on it, and sure, he won't have as much fun as the three of you will, but a good golfer can carry you in a scramble. That's the basic idea there.
Yes, and I have to say, every year we have return patrons who come and join us, and they tell us they can't wait for next year. And this is our fourth year in a row, and we hope to make this bigger and better than ever. But we also have, so mark your calendars, on October 18th at the Phillips Municipal Building, we have our I believe it might be like our 7th or 8th annual. I'll have to look now. But it is our Pause for a Cause walk. And this year it's going to be bigger and better than ever. We have some amazing raffles that we're going to be doing for that. And every year we add fun events for the animals. So keep your eye on our page because we'll be announcing that soon as well. And this couldn't come at better timing as we are still fundraising for our new build. And we're very excited about the future of Catkins.
Absolutely. I mean, it's I can't believe that it was, what, 2 years ago now that, you know, we were sitting here and you know, I've got the hair that I once shaved off in a fundraising effort for Catkins. It's grown back finally.
I was just noticing that when I walked in today. I was thinking, my goodness, your hair really grew back in well, didn't it?
Well, it did. And actually, it was funny because I cut it in between. So this is actually just a year of growth. But if I wonder where I would be. I don't mind not knowing one bit because I would trade it. I'd trade every single follicle for a couple more bucks for the animals in need because, well, if you just give yourself 30 seconds to think about what might happen to animals that Catkins takes care of if you guys aren't around. And yeah, that's not a great list of things. So
yeah,
I'll shave my head 18 times for one cat if that's what it takes, man. I love them.
That's awesome.
Well, they deserve it, right? There's a no child and no animal deserves discomfort or harm. And so it's awesome to have an organization like you guys in such a relatively small community too. It's so hard for some places to even support that kind of organization, but you get the right people in charge, you get the right people in that community, and here we are blessed to have you. So Catkins has things going on always. It's just a matter of whether people want to wade in and contribute to the effort. What goes the farthest? If a person was going to donate one thing, what goes the farthest? And I don't want you to put cat food over dog food, maybe just food in general, or is funding the best way? What's the best way for somebody to lend a hand?
You know, honestly, supply donations, one thing that we go through the most that is not inexpensive is cat litter, clay cat litter. We will never, ever turn away a bag of clay cat litter. We have approximately 80 cats right now. By the end of the week, we're anticipating having around 90 cats.
Wow.
And that's a lot of litter every day that we go through. And so that, and it's one of those things that when you run out, you run out. So to have too much is not possible.
Well, why clay, if I may?
Well, we actually use wood pellets, and we get them from the Fifield Seed and Feed Store.
Okay.
They're actually like a horse bedding, and we use half and half. So half is clay pellets, and half is or clay litter, and half is wood pellets. And we do that to keep the dust levels down because clay litter is so dusty. But we use the non-clumping clay, so our little kitties don't get clumped up when they're using the litter box. But we like to use both materials so our adopters can choose which one they want to use after they adopt the cat.
Excellent. Make it as easy as possible, both on the animal and on their future homes. And that's really what brings it back around are the people who are adopting. You know, when I'm having a bad day, there used to be a couple, you know, it was like clips from Jim Carrey movies was always what it was. But honestly, I've started to default to your guys' Facebook stream because I get to see, hey, that might be somebody I know adopting a cat or a dog. And I saw Maple found a home last week and I thought, yay, the dog that looks like Dobby and Yoda at the same time has absolutely landed. What kind of satisfaction does that bring, sending an animal home with somebody you know is going to love them?
It is what keeps all of us here. I mean, we have volunteers who have been with Catkins since the doors opened. I believe the building went up in 2013, but Laura, who's founded Catkins, started in 2008. And we have volunteers that still work with us because I'll tell you, it's addicting to help these animals and then have these amazing people come and adopt them. It's so satisfying. And there are a lot of sad moments and a lot of things that are discouraging and burn you out. But at the end of the day, because you're coming in and adopting the animal, it keeps us going.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, and every life involves highs and lows. But when you involve yourself in something as important as animal welfare, you end up just turning up the dial on how extreme they are. I imagine your roller coaster travels a little bit higher and a little bit lower than everybody else's. But it's easy to forget. People only say it during the bad times. This too shall pass is a saying designed for everything. It's a reminder that the good times won't last forever. over, and a reminder that the bad times will end too. So the same logic applies, but you get to see the absolute highs and you get to see the absolute lows. And I'm sure there are people who would ask those questions, but I tend to focus on those silver linings, those positives, because you get what you look at. And so I choose to look at the benefits, and that's honestly, that is perhaps my favorite part of having you here, is it's an excuse for me to think about the better things in life, like a cat finding a good home. And station dog Toby here, you should have seen how excited he was when Tanya gets here, because boy, don't these guys just know good people when they see him.
Yeah, I think he knows that he probably smells that I'm a dog person. but he does seem really excited to see me, and I'm equally as excited to see him. He's a special little guy.
Well, respectfully, I don't think we can stop at calling you a dog person. People know you for dogs and cats, but people might spot you. I just recently discovered that you've got a whole other world on Facebook. You might be fairly called a goat person. Would you mind just giving people a little info on the farm?
Yeah, actually, we own a 10-acre farm just west of Park Falls, and we have sheep and goats and chickens and ducks, and really it's kind of a sanctuary. It's kind of an extension of my rescue heart. We have a lot of animals that were sent to slaughter, and we save them, and so I guess my rescue heart has just been extended to my farm, and that keeps life exciting as well. I come in to work often smelling like sheep, and the dogs love it.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, is people talk about work-life balance and keeping things separate and leaving it at the door when you get there. And then you've got people like Tanya from Catkins who leaves the rescues at the rescue and goes home to the other rescues.
Yeah.
What's the maximum distance you might be from an animal at any given time? It can't be measured in yards. It must be feet.
Yeah, we have a lot of pets, too. So my entire life is fur and cleaning up, you know, feces and everything else. And that is my entire life. And I love every minute of it.
You know, actually, we're going to have to talk about that off air. We're going to have to compare our experience with different brands of lint rollers, because it's a challenge even with one dog and one cat. So, hey, if you're looking to adopt a new friend for the family, a furry one of that, go to catkinsanimalrescue.org and see all of the adorable, adoptable animals. Do we have a pet of the week this week?
You know what? I did not send you a pet of the week this week, but I will be sending you one soon. But I do want to quick talk about, instead of a pet of the week, we have a 2-for-1 cat adoption special. So you can adopt 2 kittens, 2 adult cats, because we all know that for a feline to have a friend to play with is so much better than, you know, leaving your house and the cat is by themselves, especially a kitty.
Yep.
And so we have a 2-for-1 adoption fee, which is an awesome deal, because these animals are completely vetted, microchipped, ready to go, and they 2-for-1 adoption fee, you can't beat it. So we do actually have a lot of people taking advantage of that. So if you're looking to adopt, fall is a wonderful time to adopt a cat. I mean, you're winding down on vacations, you're probably going to stay home and start school shopping, and so it's a great time to bring a new cat or dog into your home.
Do we have a time limit on that, or is that just for the moment that's happening and may come or go as you see fit kind of thing? What's the time frame on that?
The timeline right now is until the end of August. So the entire month we're going to have that special going. So we are getting more and more animals in, so we may extend that.
Absolutely. That makes a lot of sense. Well, Tanya, we'll check in with you again, likely within the next month or so. It's no secret that a lot of my reality radio guests are busy as they get, and you and I have had to shuffle and reschedule. But just like I love to tell people, when that happens, it's a good sign. It means we're talking to the people involved in the community, involved in your community, listeners of 98Q. We'll archive this conversation and the rest of them that we'll have after the 9 o'clock top of the hour break here on 98Q Country, WCQM, 98.3 FM on the Civic Media Network. Tanya, thank you so much for some time today.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back to 98Q, to country music, to more reality radio guests after this.